out, today's episode of The Read is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere and at any time. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing the life challenges that we all face. So to match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, just head on over to Talkspace.com/read and use code READ to get $45 off your first month. Taking care of mental health is so important, so go do it and let's move on.
Jordans, Off-Whites, shoes of all kinds. If you're going to buy sneakers for a few hundred dollars, how can you be sure that they're the real thing? Well, today's sponsor, GOAT.com, they'll tell you, because they're the safest way to buy and sell authentic sneakers online. With over 500,000 sneakers on the platform and 10 million users, you won't find better prices for verified 100% authentic sneakers anywhere else. Find 100 perfect authentic sneakers at GOAT.com/TheRead. That is GOAT.com/TheRead. Go get your footwear on. And let's start. Quote time. Are you ready?
I am ready.
No, of course I like you. It's because I like you I don't want to be with you. It's a complicated emotion.
It does not ring a bell.
All right. Next one.
Okay.
That's a funny thing to promise. Well, you can't never let anything happen to him. Then nothing would ever happen to him.
Oh!
Not much fun for little Harpo.
I know. Finding Dory. Finding Nemo.
There you go.
Now, Ellen DeGeneres was so good in that movie.
She nailed it.
She did. Like, she really made it.
I actually just watched it in full the other day, and like it was the first time in years and years I've seen it, and was still busting
it's
up laughing.
So good.
When she was speaking to the whale, we need to find Tucson. She was so fucking good in that movie.
42 Wallaby Way. What a great film.
Fantastic.
Might have to pull that one back out.
Okay, welcome back to The Read, you guys. I am Anna Jope.
And I am still obsessed with Charisse Davids. Who's Anna Jope?
Anna Jope is an actress, a black goddess, and she plays Starfire on the Titans live action series on DC Universe.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
She's just awesome.
Yay. Great. I tried to look her up, but couldn't, so I'm going to just take your word for it.
All righty. Well, welcome back. Happy holidays and things of that nature. Let us jump right into the program with Black Excellence this week. And I would like to give it to a woman by the name of Valencia Gunder. Okay. A beautiful black woman, as well as a Miami native. And I can give some good news coming out of Miami besides Trina and, I don't know, my mom's cooking, I guess. So what Miss Valencia has been doing is basically being an advocate for people in the Miami area as well as other cities. She started an organization, a nonprofit called Make the Homeless Smile in 2014, which offered things like showers and meals and haircuts and other things
yes.
that are unavailable to homeless people in Miami as well as in Atlanta. And last year, she also organized a relief service called the Community Emergency Operations Center, which was able to deliver supplies and support to 18 local low-income communities before any other organization reached them. And this was after the aftermath of Hurricane
wow.
Irma, even packed up eight-wheelers and things like that and was able to send supplies out to the panhandle and things like that. So this is basically, I read this on the Miami New Times. Sierra Lavelle is the person who wrote this for them. And I just thought this was awesome looking at this awesome black girl from the same city that I'm from. She's from Liberty City and was living through there, living in that part of
wow.
town while also like submersing herself and blessing herself with the knowledge of where she was from and how things changed in there, why things changed in that part of the city. Because if you're from Florida, you're from Miami, if you've heard anything about Liberty City, then you will kind of get an idea.
Right.
But was able to just basically use her experience, her origin, and all of that stuff to do great things for people in her community and other communities, and is working to expand those efforts across the nation and probably even the world. So thank you to Miami New Times for allowing me to recognize this woman, Valencia Gunder, and all of her awesome things that she's doing down there in Miami. Thank God there's some good news coming out of that shit state.
This is just incredible. This lady was like, I knew people were hungry, and so I just took every dime I had and went to the grocery store. Like, me and some people chipped in on hot dogs and stuff, and then I brought out my little grill, and we just started feeding people, like, period. Niggas need to eat, and so that's what we did. Like,
right.
That's the sort of thing that is just, you know, wish we all had that kind of humanity, right? So God bless her.
Alrighty, so let's just jump right into the program this week. Hot Tops. The bottom of habit. Where should we begin?
Has it been a bad week for celebrities?
Okay, let's count. Bad. Oof, awful. Okay.
I know that white boy with the funny hair got locked up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
Okay, hallelujah.
Well, a few things. First of all, I want to start this by saying, to those of I kept forgetting to mention this, that Rose For You account, please block it. I'm so sorry that I even brought it up and gave it any form of clout. I was excited. I knew that Kelly was recording music. You know, I know that my queen Beyonce has always got something underneath her fingertips. So I acted prematurely before I had any sense. Now I understand that these niggas are still playing that game. I would like for y'all to know, if you haven't, just with your own wits. Now, I just, by looking at the page, is able to be like, oh, I was wrong. And I thought that I'd share that information on Twitter. I realize that some of y'all are still paying attention to this place. I would like to offer a formal apology to Beyonce, Giselle Knowles-Carter, as well as Parkwood, and everybody involved for even associating whatever the fuck that they're doing
with
my queen's things. But those of y'all, like, please.
I just saw they posted something else 2 days ago, like a silhouette of Beyonce with roses over it.
I just, when I saw that they were like,
girl,
selling a hoodie or something, like,
I
figured out that they were, that it was a fake account like weeks and weeks ago.
Yeah.
But when I saw them like selling hoodies or some shit like
and
that,
tickets?
I was like, okay, now y'all should have known by now that this wasn't real, but like y'all can't still
I hope
be,
nobody fell for that.
Let me just,
yeah.
Hey, the answer's no.
Got you.
So first and foremost, this week, oh my gosh, where should I begin? I usually try to...
We usually start with the nice things, the positive things.
Oh, is that what I do?
If they're usually, oh, yeah. Or you go from order of like least terrible to the world to most, usually.
I don't think any of these things are
okay,
nice.
Well, I mean, if there's any Kardashians, they can go last.
Okay, well, this isn't necessarily bad. This is just news to me that I guess I'm late about because none of these people are black, but I pay very little attention to white Hollywood because, I mean, niggas post stories about stuff that's not a real story a lot these days, but like white gossip. Oh my God. I just care about what Bella Thorne got at Starbucks.
See, I don't even know who that is. That's another thing. I cannot tell those white girls apart. I know they say that about us too, but like literally, I do not know a lot of white girls by name and face.
Well, I didn't know that Channing Tatum and Jessie J are dating. I just found this out like maybe 3 days ago.
I didn't know that either. Damn, he has a type. Because Jessie J kind of looks like his ex-wife.
Right. I thought he was still with the girl from Step Up.
No.
But apparently they're divorced or divorcing,
yeah,
whichever one.
I knew they had a...
And apparently this seems like this breakup is so old at this point. They are already amicable.
Yeah, I think she has a man too.
She got a man.
She probably don't give a fuck.
He got a new lady. They spended Halloween together with the kids and these things. But, you know, I'm a Jessie J stan because she sings. Jessica sings the things.
She really can't sing.
Oh, wow. But I didn't know that she was dating Magic Mike. So good for her, I guess.
Oh, I just saw this site where apparently people have been comparing their appearances. Sorry, girl.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all really do look a lot.
Yeah, they do look
fucking
similar.
My bad, girl. But yeah, she's over here being all ultra positive and like, yeah, girl, women all the way. So, you know, I guess it ain't no shit between them after this breakup, which is good.
She was disappointed and embarrassed by the comparisons that people were making with Channing between her and his ex.
I don't.
And she did the, you know, she loves women of all kinds, sportswomen. And the ex chimed in with an iOS press release and said, yeah, same, Jesse, supporting women. So everybody's having a great time, which is best case.
Well, yeah, good for them.
And Jesse still sings the things.
I thought Jesse was with Luke James. I guess I'm all the way wrong.
That, didn't that?
Everything is out of date today.
That was a while ago.
Well, clearly not no more. Channing Tatum is fine, though. So go off then, Jesse. Not mad, because he's a cutie.
Every time I think of Channing Tatum now, I think of Beyonce.
Oh, because of his performance on Lip Sync Battle?
Hard to get me to think of Beyonce.
Right, no, it isn't.
Yeah, but because of that.
Yeah. I mean, she actually came out. Yeah. Right. No, so, I get it.
That's pretty monumental.
It's a cute performance, too.
And he was in drag.
Yeah. He was. And I was like, this is a little close to blackface, but I'm going to let it rock because it just looks like maybe y'all contoured with bronzer.
A little bronzer.
Yeah. But you know, highlight. But you know, we only itch. So, well, good for them. Good for the whites.
On the other side of the dating spectrum, Jhené Aiko has let us know that she's covered up her tattoos, each and every one of them. She said, I covered all my tats with a big ass dragon with a phoenix wing breathing life and light into a new galaxy. This is so Jhené Aiko.
It is.
New art, no beef, all love. And I'm still adding more because fuck yeah, pain.
Right.
So if you
okay, girl.
Remember, Jhené Aiko and Big Sean used to be a couple that shared explicit details about their sex life with us on social media.
Yes.
We haven't heard about any secretions between them in a while. So I don't know if there was like an official they broke up thing or what. But Jhené did have a very large, very prominent, very detailed tattoo.
Yes.
Of Big Sean's face on her arm.
Mm-hmm. That looked exactly like him.
That looked like
like a photograph.
It could come to life.
Yes, indeed. Yes, like you send a Harry Potter portrait.
Yes, like a Harry Potter portrait.
Just like that.
Just judging
her. Springing to life.
Making sure that she's always thinking about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And when we saw that tattoo, or many of us saw that tattoo, we questioned why anything like that would ever happen. Why anyone would get a tattoo of Big Sean's face on them, except for maybe Big Sean's mama or Big Sean's child or really, really extreme Big Sean fans. But cool, you know, everybody loves things. What? And so...
I hope she puts Unleash the Dragon somewhere alongside the under part of this.
A Cisco tattoo?
Yes. Wow. I just think it would be cute. Like, you're covering up all the rest of your tattoos with this massive dragon, right? So why not put Unleash the Dragon?
I'm trying to figure out, is that going to be one dragon that, like, is it
wrapped around
your whole... Because I don't know...
Because she ain't no bigger than a minute, so the dragon might take up all of her. I don't know. But good for you, girl.
Somebody said, but you specifically covered Sean's face. Girl, what kind of dick he got to have done that? She just responded, it didn't match with the dragon, sis. And she said, don't let this...
Aesthetics on why I covered his face.
Keep in mind, don't be slow. I mean, hello.
Oh, I still have to look good, girl.
She said, don't let this distract you from the fact that I also covered my Buddha and my Bible verse, but still love and respect Buddha and Jesus. LOL, have a good day, kids. So...
All right, girl, you told us. Sure.
I mean, we kind of figured that this would happen anyway. You're both young. Yeah. People break up all of the time. And I can't imagine that you would want to, you know, peruse the streets forever with your ex's face on your arm. So, you know, but she loves tattoos. So what's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, go for it. We probably won't do that again, but.
I would hope not.
I mean, I'm sure my ex covered up that tattoo with me and did something else.
Oh my God. I'm not going to tell this story.
You have an ex who did the same thing?
No, I don't have an ex that did this. But I was like, I was present for someone who tattooed their lover's name on them once. And I was also present for the lover's reaction to it, which wasn't positive.
Oh, no. Ooh, mine That's wasn't good.
Okay,
either.
I don't have to.
I was not happy when I saw it. I was irate. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, it was something like that.
And then we broke up like a month later.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. Because I wasn't like at the tattoo place. I saw it after the tattoo was done. And I was like, oh, okay.
You did that.
All right. Fast forward to a couple hours later. And it was giving very much, are you out of
me.
Your motherfucking
yes.
mind? My stud's been.
Oh, of course it was one of us. I'm sorry, some shit we would do. It is. Man. We act like this. I don't know why.
Don't do names. Even if I was like madly over the moon in love with somebody and I wanted to get a tattoo that represented that, I feel like I would probably get a tattoo of something that we share in common or something that I know. Like if I was in love with a nigga that loved porcupines, I don't know. It's the first thing that came to mind. Maybe I get like a porcupine tattoo or something like that. Because either way, that's just you getting a whole nigga's.
Right. If you get a porcupine, you can just pretend you're really into porcupines.
Right.
Or, you know, that you just thought it was adorable. And it doesn't have to necessarily be connected to Brian or whatever. It doesn't. It's like.
Or the number four.
Right. Or something like a four. Or, you know, just any symbol that the two of you share or it's like special to y'all.
Yes.
I would much rather do something like that. But even better is just not getting no tattoo because of no nigga. You know what you can
yeah,
give me?
Yeah, that's best.
You can give me jewelry and clothing, rings. Mm. You can buy me things. You can pay my rent. Like if you want to show love and gratitude, there's a lot. You don't have to put my name on you. It's not necessary.
Wow.
Well, good for Janae. I know Big Sean not dropping that dick off in her no more because she's not talking about it no more. It must be hard to let that go. But, you know, thank you. Next.
Mariah Carey has a new album out. It is titled Caution. While hitting the streets to promote said album and just exist as Mariah Carey, she posted a photo on her Instagram page with one Colin Kaepernick. And the caption merely says, such an honor to meet Kaepernick 7 today. Let's read some of Mariah's comments from her white lambs.
Oh, girl, you already know.
The Caucasian lambs. They felt a bit of a way about it.
Yeah, they're hurt.
One says, so disappointed in you, Mariah. I thought you were different than all of celebs supporting that fake nut job. Space, comma, space, but guess nobody's perfect.
You didn't have to do that.
Dumbass. Deleted. I thought you were better than that. There goes 20 plus of admiration.
You thought I was better than taking a picture with another light-skinned person?
I don't understand.
Why? I really don't understand why white people are so upset over the whole Kaepernick thing in the first place, but then just be so irate at Mariah, like she said, Black Lives Matter, you know, fuck all these crackers, you know, disband ICE. Like it was just a fucking picture.
She literally took a picture. There wasn't any form of kneeling in the discussion.
Yeah.
There wasn't like a kneeling emoji.
Wasn't
she
no
literally
Angela
just
Davis
said,
posters.
So great to meet this nigga today.
Like, and they just lost it. So
this is how much y'all hate black people.
Yep.
That's all this is wrapped up in.
Right, exactly.
That you are throwing away 20 plus of admiration
that's
for Mariah Carey.
That's what it boils down to. Y'all
wow.
are really mad.
Wow. I'm about to delete you from my Instagram feed. So long. You can't delete somebody from Instagram. You can unfollow them, though. You can even block them, but that doesn't... That's
I'm,
not
I'm
what
sure Mariah
is.
Will lose sleep over you niggas not following her no more.
He is trash and a lying hypocrite. It's
a lying hypocrite.
About what?
How?
Those are also words that have definitions that you're
Donald
using
Trump is a lying hypocrite. Colin Kaepernick is just a nigga who took a knee. I don't understand where all of this energy is coming from.
In discussion of the things you can see happening on television.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't make up a story about something that happened once to a black. Like, he's just talking about the things everybody can see.
Fuck off.
Nothing being made up.
I mean, the shit's in the news every fucking day, but all right. Y'all are really mad. Like, that's really how much y'all hate us.
So work to Mariah Carey for being Mariah Carey, for having a great album out, for Get the Fuck Out being a bop that is crude. Like, honestly, universal. Doesn't matter what Crystal says. It doesn't matter which way you sway your hips, how hard you want a Macarena.
So
you
mad.
Can do any dance to the song. It's phenomenal.
Oh, and so also mad.
To Colin Kaepernick for all that you have done, for all that you are standing for or kneeling for, I guess I should say, as well as just pissing white people off.
Yep, his best.
With your mere presence. Just the sight of you alone is enough to make a white person want to claw their own eyes out.
Right.
And I can only aspire to that level of blackness.
Same.
Honestly, I tip my hat.
I mean, it's the kind of thing I feel like I've spent my life working towards.
Yeah.
It is probably part of my purpose. You know, my destiny is to irritate these white folks. Because if you're not, then you have to investigate what's wrong with your politics. If you're not making racists mad, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So shout out to Colin Kaepernick and shout out to Mariah Carey for being forever, endlessly unbothered with you dry ass, trash ass hoes. Did you see what Perez Hilton said about her and this new album?
No,
okay, you know what? As soon as I said Perez Hilton, I knew that I was giving the wrong question.
I haven't thought about that, queen.
You know what? And honestly, it's not even worth talking about. He was just saying a bunch of stuff about how Mariah need to quit playing with this R&B bullshit and get back to her pop roots and do the pop songs that were her biggest. And he's just not a fan of this R&B shit. And it's like, literally, Mariah Carey has done R&B since she came out. And even her songs that could be classified as pop are not... There's no way that you can consider those bigger than her R&B records. But again, who the fuck are you talking to? That is Mariah Carey, and everything she does is fantastic. Like, you can't... I just don't even understand where Perez Hilton thought he was going with that.
Nobody has given a fuck about Perez Hilton or what Perez Hilton thinks since we were out here on the internet sorting our friends out by top eight. So...
You know what?
I don't...
Yes, that is when he was popping.
Like,
that is exactly when...
We haven't
when
given a fuck
the
about
MySpace days.
Since the top eight MySpace days.
Yes.
So, like, okay, girl, grasp for whatever straws are left and hope that we'll pay attention. But I don't, because I don't give a fuck about you even living on this planet.
Okay.
But yeah, everything that you just said.
I do love that she said she wants to do, she was on Bravo, I think, Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
She wants to do the remix with Lil' Kim and Cardi B.
Production on this album is really good.
It is. I mean, it sounds great. I really do like Caution, except for the first track.
Fine.
Just don't care for that one.
Okay.
But the rest of it, I really like, even though she says Irregardless on Anono.
Yeah, I caught that.
And really hurts my spirit every time, because I'm like, Mariah, you're like the queen of vocabulary words. Why are we doing this? And I will not accept Irregardless as a word.
It's not
because
one.
Regardless means what you think Irregardless means.
So
why can't we just use the word?
Yeah.
So, but anyway,
takes less time.
I want to hear that remix, and I know that Mariah said that solely to get under Nicki Minaj's fingernails, and it probably
worked.
Do you
think that?
Yes, I do. Because you know she probably still have an attitude with her from how they were beefing on American Idol.
I'm sure they still aren't fond of
And then
another.
To be like, I want to do a remix with Kim and Cardi B. It's like, okay, so then you brought in the two rap bitches that she also, like, the biggest ones that she's constantly feuding with and having these Instagram fights with. So yeah, I think Mariah did that on purpose.
Mariah is petty.
She is.
I won't put anything past her.
She's petty
as
fuck.
That's another reason I love her. So,
because who can check Mariah Carey?
That would also probably be a really great collab.
Yeah.
Because the sample's great.
It's going to sound good. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Cardi's Ghostwriter is going to go in. It's going to be good. I would want to hear it. So, I hope she does it.
So, the other day, a clip of Jill Scott sucking Ghost Dick on stage came out on the internet.
Oh.
Blowing the mic. And apparently this is a clip from a concert that took place in the past. I don't even know what song it was that she was performing at the time.
Well, because she wasn't singing.
She had to have been, you know, wrapping up a song.
Sad.
I don't know. It was just the oral that was in the clip I saw.
Yeah, me too.
So, I don't know. But anyway... Those of us who have, like, paid attention to Jill Scott's career, her performances and things of that, like that, I think that we're kind of aware that she's, you know, a freaky one. And a lot of times at Jill Scott shows, I'm sure there are women who are bringing their niggas out there because they deserve a date night. And
absolutely,
nigga, you don't ever take me nowhere. So we're going to see Jill Scott. And then after Jill Scott blows the microphone on stage, they go home and fuck.
Yeah.
And that's what she, you know... she let us know that that's what she's doing for this, is to bring couples closer together. I don't know, whatever.
No, I mean, I really feel like that's why couples go to Jill Scott concerts, to get turned on.
To hear great music and get turned on and go fuck.
Jill absolutely sings down. So damn. Of course, you're going to go and enjoy. She has lots of great songs. I mean, and you know, you're going to also get a little oral sex simulation on stage and go home and try it out on your man. Who
Tell me what song. What song was she doing that to? I know y'all know. Was it Crown Royal? Was it? Which one was it?
It might have been. I just hope it wasn't The Way. Oh, is that? Is it called The Way?
That's the first one that came to my mind.
Damn.
And I was just like, if it was this song.
I just didn't need. I will say that video made me uncomfortable, not because it's Jill Scott and people are like, y'all don't want her to be sexual because she's plus size and she's over 40 or whatever. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with it. I am all for fat women and older women and everybody else getting their fuck on. What I am not all for is watching you like do the two-handed pepper grinder twist on Casper's dick.
Yeah, when she started to massage the balls, that's when I was like, oh, this is great.
When she had splooge on her face, I was like, girl, so.
She like wiped the corner of her lips. I was like, Chili's.
But most people who do simulated sex moves on stage, I am not here for it. I think Janet Jackson is the only person where I've ever been like, nigga,
facts.
Strap me down to whatever this is and I would like to also take part. Everybody facts. Else can keep it.
Janet and the Cater to You BT Awards performance.
I will never forget the look
I've ever seen. Oh,
what's that light skinned man name?
Terrence Howard. We seriously blanked out. Yeah, he ascended.
Yeah.
He might still be up there.
His dick probably still hard. He was looking like, yo, fuck these cameras and fuck this stage.
He was in ecstasy. But yeah, I've always been like weirded out by sex simulation on stage, regardless of who it is. That's a good point.
Gross.
That is a good point.
I don't like when Trey Songz does it. I don't like when Chris Brown does
I've never liked it.
I don't like, and it's usually men. And yeah, I'm just not a fan. And I just was not a fan of this. But of course, Jill can be sexual and sing about biscuits and gravy and pussy and everything else. Of course she can.
No
and I love her nasty songs. It was just that video was funny.
Yeah,
as hell.
The video was. It was funny. And of course, niggas decided that they had to nig and have been surrounding Jill Scott with all kinds of shots.
Leave her alone.
And DMs and things of that nature.
You niggas wish. Y'all really wish.
Right.
That's another thing. Like, I don't know that I've ever met a straight black man who wouldn't smash Jill Scott. I feel like almost all of them are attracted to her.
I don't think I've ever heard
I've never heard a straight man be like, Jill Scott ain't sexy.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Like, literally never.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
So it has nothing to do with that. It's just I'm uncomfortable watching you, you know, deep throat, a dick that isn't there.
That's just period.
That's all
I don't care
is.
Who you are.
Like, right.
So she went on Twitter and said a couple of things. First, she says, hi, I sing/act. Out all kinds of stories. You should come to my shows. Come was spelled C-U-M.
Of course it was.
After a Jill Scott show, most people get splendidly laid by whoever they came with. # if they don't F it up. I know that's right.
Facts.
# stop fronting, you suck dick too. They also usually go on to happier, more productive, focused, wealthy lives. Girl, you better be
really?
You better be everything in the pharmacy, Jill.
How does she know all this? Is she doing exit surveys?
She
Are they tracking
gets DMs
these people
from
for
fans?
Years?
Like, oh my God, I came to your show, and after you dethroated that microphone, let me tell you something. Fucking Kevin has never been so great.
Well, you know what? And if it helps your sex life, then more power to Jill. I'm not mad at none of it. I just thought the video was funny as hell.
I mean, it was kind of funny. What's
so,
not?
I mean, you're right, girl. Most people do suck dick. Most grown sex-having adults do that. But, like, they do it to a dick that's actually there, like a dick that's in their mouths. It's there. It's on the lips. Like, it's in the mouth. Yours just wasn't present.
I think that what she was doing on stage was encouraging the ladies in the audience to use certain techniques and watch the results of
it. See, I thought niggas didn't like the hand method.
They don't?
Well, that's what I heard.
I haven't heard that ever in my life.
Really? Yeah. I heard that well, never mind.
I can make
I've
it
had friends
on how
tell
you
me
it.
That niggas would rather you just stick the whole damn thing down your throat than do that hand.
Oh well,
shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So that's where I'm getting that from.
But I don't think that's something that you do. I don't know why.
Why are we? We're getting too deep into this.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like, I'm starting to slip into experience and be like, no, that's not when you do it. When you start. Like, no, we don't need that. Jill actually also said good morning. This is the next day. I thought maybe she figured by addressing it the first time that niggas were going to stop making jokes.
No, of course not.
No, no.
Niggas are never going to stop with the jokes, girl.
Some people didn't see it there.
You have to just ignore them.
So the next day she said, good morning, love, village, and welcome newbies. I don't know. Newbies is straight. I don't know who tweeted that snippet, but they didn't capture the point. There's good intention in everything I do, particularly for couples. I've been me, baby. All of me. Check the discography. Peace. Microphone drop. 31,000 likes.
Microphone drop down that throat.
I'm not even going to keep going.
I'm sorry.
There's more and it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't even. Like,
did you hear the Trey Songz, Jill song?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
So Trey Songz put out the song, Jill, Some Real, as I guess, you know, when they put it in, whatever.
Right.
And Jill Scott retweeted this and said, in the midst of simple-minded, affection-starred foolishness, this song, work.
A drag.
This song is actually quite beautiful, talking about Trey Songz' record. And again, the production on that record is really beautiful, especially since He Loves Me is my favorite Jill Scott song. Mm-hmm. And it samples that. As a whole, it's like a Trey Songz song.
Right.
Okay. You know, it's Trey Songz singing, you know, his same use of like metaphors and things to talk about a girl being sexy and stuff.
Got but, it. Okay.
Yeah. Not like a stand. I wasn't in an urge to hear it again.
Yeah.
But I could see her liking it and probably appreciating that he made a song out of it and turned it into art, if you want to call it that, rather than sliding into her DM saying, hey, big head, like Gilbert Arenas
right.
did.
Oh, my God. I just love that she was like, despite the fact that this is filthy and uncouth, and I don't know why you did it, it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank you, girl.
Thank you for recognizing me and what I've done for music. And for dicks.
Yes. Because I do things for music and for dicks
and
equally.
For dicks.
Equally.
Dicks I love specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a rapper, a female rapper today, and what she's got going on.
Oh yeah, is it Black China again?
It is.
You so make Black me China- sick. You make me sick. I will never forgive you for that shit.
Black China is currently promoting her new facial cream. She posted a flyer on her Instagram urging people in Nigeria to join her for the first official launch.
No, she didn't take this shit to Nigeria.
Cream. So apparently, I think she linked up with this girl. I don't know, Denisha, Denessia, yeah. Whatever. That same bitch that Azealia Banks linked up with when she was going through her skin bleaching shit. So Black China has also taken to Whitenicious, which is like, could it be named anything worse?
No, it couldn't. Like, it really could not. It's just right there in the name, Whitenicious. Like, this is what you came for. You came to get whiter, and we're here to help.
Wow.
And the promo pictures to go along with this are hideous.
Awful.
I'm like, girl, you're not selling it. You shouldn't be the same color as everything else in the photograph. It's so bad.
Black China and the mirror in the back are the same color.
It's so ugly. It's so ugly. Ugh, I'm gonna be
so, of
real.
Course, she's being dragged for this. Like, my yeah. God, I don't know if it's like a lifestyle that you're trying to keep up with or whatever. I don't know what is inspiring this desperate journey for a bag, but like, girl, and the fact that you're going over to Nigeria, oh my God,
right?
I'm just so over this black people bleaching thing, not only because of how like self-destructive I believe it to be, but just because it the results are horrible. Like my, not only are you damaging your skin, mm-hmm. and like everything about your image in order to be white, right. or light skinned or whatever. But you don't even get the result. Like, nigga, you don't look like Zendaya.
No, you don't. I'm gonna keep it real with you, Chief. You do not look like Amanda Seals. Not at all.
You are not giving it.
You
all
look
right?
like somebody black that had a tragic accident. We just
like,
don't know what's wrong.
A horrible,
right.
horrible. You like the Joker
yeah.
pushed you into a vat of acid
yes.
and you came out crazy.
Right. I like, can see if it actually made you look light skinned, but it doesn't. Y'all all look sick. Sammy Sosa, he looked half dead.
Vibes Cartel, death.
Yes.
You
look like you're literally barely clinging to life. So just stop. you look like your oxygen supply is low. You just can't breathe well.
After you watch the videotape for The Ring and the seventh day comes.
No!
And then she comes out of the well.
Oh, God. Do you know how bad that movie scared me when it came out?
Fantastic
movie. Oh, God. It scared me so bad.
I loved that movie when it came out.
My girlfriend was pissed because I was up all night.
I bet.
Like, no, we're not sleeping. Me and you are not sleeping. Unplug that TV. Take it out this room, actually.
But thank you.
Take this TV
out
the room.
Period.
Period.
Because unplug the phone from the wall. I don't want no calls.
They were like, and now you've seen the video, so guess what's going to happen in 7 days? And I was like, how dare you fuck with me like this?
What is your fucking problem?
Lord, I'm stressed.
It looks very much like a demon from a well came and sucked the life out of you, and this is all that's left. So I don't even know why, especially since we all kind of know that?
Right.
Like, why people, especially celebrities, are still pushing this
stuff?
Nobody
ever looked good afterwards. So why do y'all keep doing it? And more importantly, why do you keep promoting it and selling it? Like, if you did it in your own personal business, in your own downtime, that would be one thing. I mean, it's your body. You can fuck it up if you want to.
Right.
Which Blac Chyna has already done. So you can do that all that you want. It belongs to you. But why tell the rest of us and make it our business? That's what I don't get about Blac Chyna.
Photo shoots with the shit. Even the girl, Denisha, or whatever her name is, looks like loose leaf paper.
Dencia, she's ugly. Well, okay, I won't say ugly, but she has done
ruined
an ugly thing to her skin.
There you go.
Man, I'm disappointed because I wanted to root for Blac Chyna so bad. I really did.
Yeah, I did too.
Stripper from Miami, right?
I don't think she's from Miami, but she stripped in Miami.
Right. She got her name was made in Miami.
And then
I was like, yes, you scamming these Kardashians. You done had a Kardashian baby. Like, securing the bag, the come up is nigh. And then she just was like, fuck it. I'm a whole ass bird and I will never be anything. I will never aspire to anything greater. And it's just, now we're here selling white fucking niches.
Like, not even to go after a nigga after you scam the nigga and be like, here I am with, you know, The Rock. Well, not The Rock, but you know, someone rock-esque.
Okay.
You went to motherfucking Gymboree.
You did. Yep.
And got you a nigga that looks like he just got out of pull-ups.
Which is just, like, girl, well, I can't root for this. Like, we supposed to be grown titty women here. We are not doing this teenager bullshit, sis. We too old. Girl, me and you, we're both too old for this. So I just can't root for Blac Chyna the way I wanted to, which is too bad. That baby's adorable.
Yeah, dream's still great.
Her little birthday party looks so cute, even with the roach running across her cake.
Y'all did so much with that. Like,
they turned it into a real headline where it was just like, this is outside and
there
bugs
was a
outside.
Roach at this. I was right. Like,
they made it seem like it was big ass flying cockroaches on this baby's cake. It was like a tiny dot scurrying.
Right,
on the table.
Like a tiny little water bug looking ass thing.
Right.
Like, nigga, what the fuck? Anyway.
So, yeah, shout out to Dream.
Yeah, shout out to motherfucker. Shout out to all of the kids.
Dream, Chicago, North, Saint.
All of them. Stormy,
True. I was about to say, what's her name? Facts? I was over here trying to come up with it. True. And then who else? Oh, and the white ones as well. Courtney's kids. I don't know their names.
Mason, Penelope, and there's another one. I'm pretty sure she has three kids.
Yeah, I don't know the third one.
But yeah, y'all are the best thing about what's happening
that
over
whole
there.
Family.
So shout out to the children.
Hallelujah.
That's it for the Hot Tops today. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
This week, we're shouting out another great podcast, which is Call Your Girlfriend. I love it so much. It is a great show for long-distance besties everywhere. Each week, co-hosts and best friends Aminatu Sal and Ann Friedman call each other to laugh and rage. Shout out to Aminatu. Love her so much. Tune in for the laughs, to learn how to get your money right, to get through these tough political times, and to learn what Senator Kamala Harris's favorite snack is. It's a low-pressure and very affirming hangout. Again, it's just so fun to listen to. So go ahead and grab a snack. Tune in for real-time talk, laughter, and comfort. And then, of course, Call Your Damn Girlfriend, girl. You can listen to Call Your Girlfriend at callyourgirlfriend.com, on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Find all the outlets mentioned right now at callyourgirlfriend.com. Check them out. Let's move on.
Hey guys, we want to thank Talkspace again for supporting today's episode of The Read. If you can't imagine fitting anything else into your life, With Talkspace, therapy is going to be as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off of your chest whenever it is that you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home or at your baby father house. Just chat about life, whatever it is. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments at all. Remember that therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into whatever crazy stuff happened in the jungle gym and the sandbox and things of that nature. It's also just about coming up with everyday strategies for stress management and just overall living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. As you know, we have talked about Talkspace before. We've both used it and have experience with Talkspace and therapy in general. Mm-hmm. And Talkspace has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. So there's somebody in there for you to match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Go to Talkspace.com/read and use the code READ to get $45 off your first month and show support for the podcast today. That's code READ at Talkspace.com/read. Let them know we sent you. Now let's move on. All right, so we're back with a special guest.
Yes, our first time having a chef in the studio.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's favorite Instagram girl. It's Risha.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
No, girl, thank you for being here.
Of course.
Yes, thanks for coming always to this disgusting town. To sit down with us and talk all things Risha, all things food, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Holiday times.
We were talking earlier. This is your Super Bowl season. Like, yes, this is your time to suit up and get in the game.
This is like my Christmas here.
Right. You have a lot to do.
Yes, but it's, you know, it's fun. I love it.
So for the people who aren't already familiar, tell them a little bit about how you got started with cooking and your website and all the things you do now.
Of course. Well, I was doing web design for like 15 years and it became a situation where I just wasn't happy. And I was like, there's got to be something else that I'm good at. I was always good at cooking, but I never connected, you know, cooking makes me happy. So I just started it and I would just come home after working with a bunch of people that I didn't really like.
Relatable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just like, let me just go make something. And it made me happy. So then I started sharing recipes. And now, 6, 7, 8 years later, Carnal Dish is like my baby. And everyone knows they want to get laid and
impregnated.
Impregnated, get a raise.
Speaking from experience.
Yes.
Yes, speaking from experience, you have been cooking your ass off for a while now.
I have.
Been on TV and all
that. Yes, I've been on TV. Dr. Oz a few times, local news. What else have I done? A lot. Yeah. Just traveling, cooking for a bunch of like celebrities and doing my thing. But, you know, once I got pregnant, all that kind of came to a screeching halt. But we're back on now. Everything's good.
The story of the woman.
Right? Have this passion.
The nerve to
career.
Procreate and have to deal with the consequences of it.
That's the consequences of making good food.
Keeping the world spinning.
Mm-hmm.
What a suffering.
Oh, man. So I'm trying to think of where to even start with you because I have made so many of the recipes on your website.
Yeah, I've tried a couple as well.
Yeah.
Best cooking I've ever attempted or I've actually done in
really?
My life. Yeah.
Especially from scratch. Like, mm-hmm. you're helping a lot of people who are used to boxes.
Hey, that's what I grew up on.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, my mom, I love her to death. She cooked what she could. You know, she's an amazing cook. But I knew that I was like, okay, there's got to be like some more things outside of spaghetti and, you know, all the typicals. So I kind of had to teach myself how to do all those things. And yeah, so box is okay. It's great to learn from, you know, in a pinch. Hell, we just ate some box mashed potatoes like real quick.
Wow.
And he couldn't tell that they were box mashed potatoes.
Because you doctored them the fuck up.
I had to.
I knew you did.
That's what we do.
It was like, it was crunch time. I was like, oh my God, I don't have any potatoes. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, box potatoes taste like cardboard.
They really do. So you gotta really like throw in some cream, some butter, hella seasoning.
See, and ain't nobody doing all that for 98 cent potatoes.
They're not.
What I've always wanted to ask you or what I've always wondered is how do you keep all of these contraptions in your house and where's the space for them? Because I've watched so many of your clips and videos before and you'll be like, here is this, you know, classic device that's been around since the 1800s that cooks the bird for you. And
right.
It spins around and it's like the mm-hmm. size of the kitchen. And yeah. somehow you still seem to have space for like yourself and a family. I don't.
No, I don't. It's just kind of like we have a section of just shit and it's just piled up like 20 baking sheets. And because, you know, I used to bake and ship things out. Yeah. So I still have that equipment. We keep a lot of things in the garage and like shelves and everything. But I got to stop buying stuff.
I forgot y'all don't live here. You have space.
Yeah. Right. People who don't live in New York are like, yeah, you know, I have other rooms for yeah. things to go in.
But if we, you know, if we were to like move to a smaller spot, which we're not, but if we did, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't yeah. work. You know, yeah. I wouldn't be able to do what I, like, these are things that I need. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm not, if I can't have like a rotisserie, like I wanted the rotisserie grill attachment so I can make rotisserie chickens. And
what the fuck is a rotisserie grill attachment?
I would love to know.
What is it attached to?
She put up the other day this like basin that you you fill up with water and it keeps the water one temperature, whoever that yes. is. And it's just, it stays hot. And you just, I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is this?
You know what? Honestly, though, if you can only have one thing, well, aside from a stand mixer, get you a sous vide.
Mm-hmm.
That shit right there.
I have one that I've never taken out the box.
Oh, God, Crystal, please use it. Seriously, like, if you've ever overcooked anything or undercooked anything, mm. or if you're like, you know what, I want my steak medium well. By the time I get home in 3 hours, it will stay medium well for three
what?
Hours. Yes.
Oh, I need to quit bullshitting.
Yes, you do.
Damn.
It is amazing.
I think I bought it because everybody I follow who cooks was talking about how great they are. And I'm like, damn, I need that. And then it got to my house and I was like, I ain't finna open this.
Yeah.
And put this out.
It's kind of intimidating though because it's like sous vide. And you right. know, you hear right. it and you're like, the fuck?
Which so. I can only pronounce because I took French in high school. Otherwise, I would be like, what's a sous vide?
Right.
Straight like that.
Right.
And yeah. why are you hoes using them?
It's real, like, I get it, you know, the average cook be like, girl, what the fuck
I'm
is
not doing that, right?
But I'm telling you, it is for the beginner cook. It's for the advanced cook. It's 100% like necessary.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Nice.
You can do anything. I'm sous videing my turkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you.
Yes, girl.
Because I have never done a turkey for Thanksgiving. First of all, I don't really like turkey like that.
Oh, you will though. If I
but
made it
see.
For you.
Right. You have to meet the rare
yours.
Goddess or God that knows how to properly do turkey. Because yeah. the average turkey that I've tasted in my lifetime, no thanks. I'll have ham and chicken.
Yeah.
Right.
But that person who knows how to really get a hold of that bird yeah. and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, turkey's not bad. And my uncle has always fried them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what I'm used to.
Yeah. A nigga, fried turkey is a whole goddamn different
yeah,
conversation.
Right. But like I'm just saying, I'm not finna do all that with that damn bird.
Yeah.
I'm right. not finna do that.
I feel you.
I'm not finna.
It's actually now one of the things that my family looks forward to the most. Before, it was like all the sides, and it still is.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I want
you know,
ham and sides.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
You can just put ham and sides on my plate.
Right. That's all I'm cooking this year. Ham and
ham.
Mashed potatoes. Yeah. And the ham I'm not making. That's
I feel like last
baked.
Year we ate ham and mashed potatoes. There was like so many dishes. But
yeah.
ultimately, we ate our first dish.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody
And
ate.
Then we had ham and sides.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Literally what niggas are looking to do.
It's just the sides. I love turkey, don't get me wrong. And I even love my own turkey. It's juicy and flavorful. But the next day when I want Thanksgiving breakfast,
mm-hmm.
I'm not usually eating turkey. It's just
yeah.
like mac and cheese and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
yams and greens.
Oh, yes,
and
God.
Stuffing.
The things that are better the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, a Texas toast Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh, ooh. Now that's what I do like doing with the turkey is
yes.
stripping it and turning it into sandwiches and turkey salad and
mm-hmm.
all that other stuff. I will eat all that.
You. Some ham and some mac and some greens.
So good.
Mm. Make a sandwich.
Niggas will put greens
it.
On bread like it's lettuce.
Yes.
And be like,
my mom used to do
what's
that.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with
excuse
it.
Excuse the fuck
I just
out
feel
of
like
me.
We're the only ones that do that shit.
Yeah, my mom used to make collard green sandwiches. I was like, oh, that's a new level of poverty I've never heard of. But she did it, and
yum.
It was delicious.
My mom and them used to eat the mayonnaise spread sandwiches.
Oh,
not mayonnaise,
yes.
but that spread.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
No,
my mom and
that?
Them, I mean, they grew up, you know, country.
Yeah.
And in poverty.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so same here.
Too. Get out of my face.
So,
I made a mayo sandwich.
It is the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. A lot of our listeners are going to be in the kitchen for the first time trying to help their aunties.
Or, they're in there now.
Or, right. Mm-hmm. If you cook in Thanksgiving, then you're in that bitch Tuesday night, Wednesday morning getting started, because it's going to be a 2-day process.
Well, we salute and appreciate you.
And I have cooked Thanksgiving dinner twice. Really? It is fun, but it is a lot of work. It is a lot of prep. It is a lot of cleanup. Mm-hmm. So what kind of tips do you have for somebody who is tackling that for the first time? What should
I have
they
lived
do?
Alongside Crystal as she prepared Thanksgiving dinner. And then going into it, everybody's belly is full. And like, maybe Crystal had a plate after she took three naps.
I did not have a plate. No, I didn't.
Crystal would be like, I don't know how the fuck my mama and my grandma and my ancestors did this bullshit. But I ain't cooking shit for y'all hoes next year or the year after.
It's
like,
a
tired.
Break until Christmas.
Yeah, like, it's like I'm not shit. I be dead now. Christmas is when I go home and eat my auntie and them cooking.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is eating a plate and Crystal is drinking on the couch. Reclined.
Bitch, I'm tired because I've been cooking for 40 days.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Exhausted.
But honestly, my tips, just get started as early as you can. Like, there's so many things you can make in advance and just freeze.
Yes.
Ziploc bags, a gallon size, are your best friend. Like, when I make my cranberry sauce, I make that 2 weeks in advance, flatten it out in a bag, put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. Done. Gravy, done. Put that in the freezer. Like, you can definitely, and pull out your crock pots to warm things up the day of.
Oh, that's what I should have done. Because trying to keep everything warm. Trying to keep everything warm is such a struggle.
Yes. Nigga, we pop that shit in the microwave. Nobody gave a shit.
Boy. I gave a fuck.
Girl.
Nobody else cared.
We
I was like,
full.
But the potatoes and the macaroni and the bird. And then I just like was stressing over everything.
If you got like hella dishes, like baking dishes, put everything in there. Put all that shit in the oven at the same temperature. It's going to come together eventually. The only thing that I am like hell bent on making the day of is the macaroni and cheese. I feel like that is just best when it's piping hot out the oven. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do want to like prepare it in advance and they hit me up. I'm like, how do we do this? You know, what should I do?
So I made your macaroni and cheese a few times. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I have, last year I was so stressed, I did put the whole pan together and did everything but the baking and then wrapped it in saran and put it in the icebox. And then when I was ready to bake it, did that. And it turned out fine, but I have never baked it and then tried to save it and serve it later.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Because, you know, cheese, like, it congeals. It loses moisture. And when you do that...
Science.
When it does that, you know, you kind of lose some of it. Now, if you make my mac and cheese and reheat it the next day, it's delicious.
Yes, it is.
But you want to have it fresh. You know what I mean?
You definitely do.
Give that to your family fresh. But if you can't, just prepare it as you normally would, but don't bake it until you get to your destination and make sure it's like completely room temperature. That way it'll bake more evenly and it won't be like...
Yeah, don't take it straight from the icebox to the oven.
Yeah,
no,
don't do that.
Never do that.
No, did you do that?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
No, I know better than that. Okay. I'm not like a total beginner.
Some people really like, they would never consider that. You know, they'd be like, okay, just take it out the fridge, put it in the oven.
Oh,
no,
girl.
You can't do that.
No, I do not do that. Mm-mm. But macaroni and cheese is such a task.
It is.
God.
And it's a highlight.
But
you know, they would be looking forward to macaroni and cheese on any given Thanksgiving.
They do. It's true. When I was young,
you're still young.
I know. My aunt ruined our Thanksgiving. I'm not going to call her out because I got like 20 aunts, but one of my aunts really ruined Thanksgiving when we were kids. Because, you know, as kids, you look forward
Absolutely.
To the macaroni
Hell
and cheese.
1,000%.
I would refuse to eat for like the whole 12 hours beforehand. I'm like, I'm not eating.
Honestly, I'm surprised I didn't go into therapy over that. Like, she came to thanks. She brought a tub of macaroni and cheese. We're like, oh yeah, the macaroni and cheese is here. Bitch had canned mushrooms and carrots
in the macaroni.
She was the original hottie from Flavor of Love.
No!
Yes. She showed up with that and we, you know, all of my other aunts were like, the fuck?
Who told her to put mushrooms and carrots
in
macaroni?
Because she's very extra. She was like, well, I thought it would be nutritious. No, it was a disaster. And it really... No. It was awful.
I mean, nutrition has its place, but it's Thanksgiving, this is macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to make mushrooms and carrots, make that as its own side. Yeah. Like, why ruin the macaroni with that?
Why would you do that to the macaroni and cheese?
The macaroni didn't deserve that.
It did not.
And canned mushrooms on top of that.
Canned mushrooms.
We talked about, like, you know, experimentation with food in the times where that is, you know, banned, or where we just Thanksgiving, Christmas, but especially Thanksgiving. Yes. It's not the day for you to bring your experimental dish.
It isn't.
If you are assigned mac and cheese and you feel like adding mushrooms or carrots or craisins or whatever to the fucking shit, then nigga, do that shit to your shit, but you make sure that the house mac and cheese. What are you doing?
Right. Make two if you need to, but don't ruin the rest of our holiday.
That's enough to piss you off until New Year's.
Creative bullshit. The fact that you still remember and you like, this one year,
it scarred me.
1993, my auntie fucked it up.
I was really like, we were messed up over that. My cousin, you know, he was a little bit younger than me. He started crying because that was like, he was a very picky eater.
He started crying.
He's a picky eater.
That's real.
No, it's seriously, like, he started crying because that's the only thing that he wanted to eat. And she fucked that up for him.
It's funny because I'm just picturing like some little black boy weeping.
You have to feel like shit for bringing some macaroni and cheese and making the babies cry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this.
Oh, so can this auntie cook, or did she just fuck up this one year?
No.
She just can't cook at all?
No.
Yeah, mm-mm. Damn.
She's great at other things, though. Yeah. But
that's right. Everybody has their stuff.
Yeah.
What's the quickest way to a struggle plate for Thanksgiving? How do people avoid struggle plates? Because, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Everybody's talking about their plates and where they're going to go get their plates and things like that. And
multiple
some people
plates.
Feel compelled to share plates with us on social media in order to bypass embarrassment for some people. What are some signs of a Thanksgiving struggle plate, do you think?
Oh, man. Okay.
Like, how can you tell things are going very wrong in the kitchen?
Yeah.
I can tell when I start seeing... I don't want to get judged for saying this.
No, it's okay.
I'm really like anti-bagged shredded cheese. Cause
the pre-shredded cheese?
Yeah, it melts funny. Like, you can see it still kind of like...
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't
melt very well.
Because of that anti-stick coating they put on it.
Yeah, they put that coating on it. And so you can always tell when someone's mac and cheese, because it's like, it's just sitting there, you know? The cheese is like barely melted, just kind of chilling. You got the ridges in the cranberry sauce, and
I love that nasty shit.
I grew up on it. I'm not knocking it, but when I made homemade, I was like, oh no,
I've never had homemade.
Girl,
I know. I probably need to quit bullshitting.
Yes.
But a little cranberry sauce and a little dressing ain't never did me wrong.
That's what he always like,
yes,
asked for.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Ooh, okay, I'm gonna have to try that out.
Yeah, it's really easy. Honestly, the most basic recipe: a bag of cranberries, a cup of sugar, a cup of water. Boom.
What?
That's it. That's the most basic, and it's more delicious, way more delicious than the shit in a can.
Okay, I'm gonna have to
boil until it pops. But as far as struggle plates, my God.
I mean, there's just so many disasters on the internet between now and Christmas with people trying to cook.
It's really hard to get good pictures of Thanksgiving food because it's kind of sloppy, you know, like
it doesn't necessarily always look like it is.
You
so
know, the
good.
Plate itself is usually quite ugly, but the thing about it is, like, when you really observe it as someone
unseasoned.
Who appreciates a good plate, you can be like, okay, that ham, that mag, them greens look like they hit in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus a messy plate that looks like Hottie from Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm looking at your mac and cheese right, and I can tell that you used something that came out of a Kraft packet to generate that cheese.
Mm-hmm. It's dry.
I don't want to eat that.
Those
right.
elbows yeah. and that pasta look like they came straight up out of a blue and gold box.
Food that looks dry.
It's just like, hey, I appreciate Easy Mac. Got me through many of my college years.
Same.
But at the same time, that's not why I'm here today.
Right. Yeah.
No, you know?
Exactly. I came here for that real shit. That
and
good
I see,
shit.
I've seen like piles of mashed potatoes with like translucent gravy.
No, that's a problem.
Oh, no.
And it looks very Litchfield. You know what I mean? So it's.
Yeah. You don't not prison food.
Mm-mm.
Prison gravy. That's sad.
Just don't share it. Just
you know, just eat your fucked up looking
yeah.
plate and enjoy it.
I think I cook pretty well, but I never share my Thanksgiving plate because you know, it's like fuck that. I just want to eat, you know, like
yeah.
like
yeah.
taking pictures for what?
Right.
when
like I give y'all the recipes. I just y'all go at it. I'm gonna eat and do my thing mm-hmm. and I'll show you an empty plate, but I'm, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything the baby like loves that's like not typical?
Oh my God, I was just about to bring up your son. He's
oh
so
my God.
Adorable.
Yeah.
He eats everything we eat. He loves $1 million chicken.
Oh yes, I have
he
made so many recipes
that
on your site.
Yeah,
so many.
That's like creme fraiche and shallots and garlic and lemon and Aleppo pepper.
And you just pour it all over this roasted chicken. It's oh my God!
It's the sexiest thing
it's
in the so world.
So fucking good.
I was saying the other day, like, no disrespect to my mama because she did what she had to do in the kitchen.
Right,
you know
of course.
Saying? And by sneaking in there and just minding her business as she was cooking, I was able to just figure out something.
Mm-hmm.
But if my mother was like a culinary expert,
right,
I just can't even imagine how much better I would be as a human being. Like, I'm just imagining, like, that young boy's life.
He has no idea how good he has it.
He really doesn't.
Bless his heart. He's like, what? What,
but
what
I
is wanna, nasty food?
I
as long as I'm full,
him.
I don't.
Yeah.
like,
of course he eats everything you eat, because, nigga, you be cooking.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
He's going to be at kindergarten, preschool, everywhere, and just be like, y'all don't have shallots at the house?
Right.
I thought that was just...
Your lunch smell processed as fuck.
Is that yellow dye?
Right? You're going to be like, cheese don't come in squares.
So you just take the marinara sauce out the packet and you put it on a cracker?
It don't seem right.
Lunchables.
Oh
no,
my
I don't
God.
Like that.
So he's not a picky eater or anything? You don't have any tips for the moms out there who are having trouble getting their kids to eat like vegetables and things like that?
He's not a picky eater. Like, he'll eat anything, but sometimes like he'd rather do other things than eat. Like, he eats on his own time. So, you know, I'm like, okay, Christian,
right.
I'm gonna
right.
sit you down. I need
right.
you to eat. And he does this. He like he pushes you away. He's like, I
need my
right
space
now.
While
not
I digest.
Like, he literally does that. And I'm like,
no.
Wow, all right. So I'm just getting shaded by my own child.
Not
but,
doing it.
Yeah, he wants to watch his choo-choo TV and eat as he, like, you know.
Yeah,
so I feel him.
Takes
yeah,
his time.
He definitely takes his time. Sometimes too damn long, but, you know.
Right. I'm sure you get to the point where you're like, look, little nigga, you either going to
yes.
eat the green beans or you not. Like, what's
yes,
up?
Please. Jesus Christ. I got things to do.
And he don't care.
He does not care.
Oh,
but
man.
He eats everything. And I remember one time I gave him a blueberry and he like just threw a fit. He had a like mental conniption. He was just like, I was like, damn, you know, I tasted it. It was like, okay, it's a blueberry. And then like a few days later he was eating them. So he's a Virgo. He's very
he think he me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very kind of just
a
temperamental.
New thing. How dare you?
Yeah, he's like that. But he's I love my
oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, and he just has your whole face, girl.
My whole face.
You're so...
My palate.
Yeah,
I can't wait to teach
realize.
Him how to cook, you know?
Yes, because more men need to learn.
Yeah, I don't want him
shame.
To, like... Everyone's like, oh, you know, you're going to mess it up for the women in his life or whatever. And I'm like, well... I want him to be able to hold his own,
yeah.
like, in the kitchen, you know?
How about he's going to enhance some?
I know, that
life.
Is... Right. Already, they're like... He's gonna be ruined. I'm like, well, I'll teach him how to cook. He'll be good.
Yeah,
he'll be
so
good.
He can cook for his damn self.
Yes, he can
and
cook
whoever
for himself
he ends
and
up
whoever
with.
He ends up with, and it'll all be good.
Yeah,
that's my goal.
I love that.
Yeah,
so smart and good. Like, too many of us are focused on like having the girls in the kitchen looking after grandma and mommy
yeah.
and everybody, and like these boys need to get their asses in there too.
They do.
They do.
It's
sad.
I had to teach myself. It was a lot of trial and error. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how you taught yourself all of the things that you know.
I had to. I could not afford to go to culinary school.
That makes, yeah.
They wanted $32,000 for a year. I was like, bitch.
Oh, no,
suck,
girl.
Like,
I'm just going to have to go on in here.
Yeah. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm about to just open up this book right here and learn. And that's what I did. You know, I tried to teach myself like the science of food. Mm-hmm. Why am I fucking it up? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to know that. And even now, if I rarely make a mistake, I know exactly what I did to make that mistake. And that's kind of like what I try to teach other people when they're cooking. Like, okay, you know, don't put wet food in like a hot plate because it's going to steam. It's not going to give you that brown crispness. It's just the Maillard reaction. You know, you want to caramelize the sugars and stuff like that.
I don't even know what the hell she just said. I don't know what that word was, but it sounded so good when you said it.
But it's just like really basic things, because a lot of people hit me. I'm like, Risha, I want to cook. I don't know what to do. Did you go to culinary school? No, I didn't. I opened up the science of food books. And, you know, I watched a lot of people. I made a ton of mistakes. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just like, yeah, I can pretty much do anything.
So is that like one of the biggest challenges of being a self-taught cook? Like just the trial and error process and basically having to figure it out yourself instead of having this $32,000 professor telling you what you did wrong?
Yeah. 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 It's like, okay, I had to teach myself how to make hollandaise sauces and things like that. Wow. You know, I didn't
teach me how to say hollandaise. Because what the hell is that?
I thought it was Hallidale.
Get the fuck on.
Hollandale.
I don't even know what it is. Something with eggs?
It's the stuff that you put on Eggs Benedict. It's like butter and fat and lemon juice, and you just like mix it up, and it's like this creamy lusciousness, and you pour it all over stuff. It's delicious.
Wow. Okay.
Béarnaise sauces. But I had to learn. I remember the first time I made grits, I was making it for my dad for Father's Day, and I flipped them out, and it was a cinder block on the plate.
Oh, no. It was a block of grits.
It was a block
That's
of grits.
That's not good.
I didn't know that they actually expanded. You know what I mean? Mm. So that was, like, one of my first fuck-ups, and I was like, okay.
Mm. Yes.
But I was, like, I was very tenacious. And I was like, I'm going to figure this out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn it. And now grits are, like, my specialty, so.
When I first started cooking on my own, I was obsessed with fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. I was like, I have to perfect those two.
Yeah. Yes. If nothing else.
Yeah.
And my very first fried chicken, I did not let the shit fry long enough, and I did not use a meat thermometer. So I took it out when I thought it looked right.
Right.
And put it on the plate.
And it was still
bleeding.
And then
when I bit in and it was blood oozing out, I was like, yo, I fucked this up, and I think I'm going to be sick. So.
Yeah. I did that too. It
Niggas was beautiful. Need meat thermometers. Right. It looks, that's the thing. Fried chicken looks done way before it is.
Yeah.
You just cannot play with poultry.
You cannot.
Get a meat thermometer, people. Mm-hmm. If you are cooking meat, just get a meat thermometer. It makes such a huge difference.
And they're so inexpensive. Yeah. I really advocate that. Instant read thermometers. What else? Sous vides. They're pretty inexpensive. Kitchen scales, if anything. Get you an instant read thermometer and a kitchen scale. That is so important to weigh your ingredients, especially when you're baking.
Yes.
Because that's the thing. A lot of people screw up a baking recipe because they have too much flour or not enough flour. And it's like, one cup of flour is 5 ounces of flour. That's just like the golden rule.
See, I hate America so much. I'm like, the whole rest of the world uses grams and they weigh things. And we're like, here's an arbitrary measurement for everything.
Yeah.
And this is just how we do it over here. America, fuck
yeah. Yeah.
Screw you guys.
I prefer grams too. I just know a lot of people that come to my blog don't use a scale at all.
Yeah,
no,
because
so
what do we do? No.
Yeah, so I'm like, if I put grams. Right. If I put grams, they're going to be like, girl, what? I'm not making this. I don't know what a 2 grams
and
is.
I'm not going to convert every damn thing in this recipe neither. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. Damn, it's so real. But it's worth like learning to cook. And another thing that stops a lot of people is the idea of wasting groceries. Black people do not believe in wasting
money. Absolutely not.
And so if I'm buying groceries, nigga, I better get it right.
Yeah.
Because I'll be damned if I went to Whole Foods and spent $30 on 4 ingredients and the shit didn't come out right.
Yeah.
But the trial and error is so worth it.
It is. It's like, start with the cheap stuff. And by cheap stuff, I mean, like, when I was teaching myself how to cook, I did start with the box food. I used to take a box of Hamburger Helper and make that shit taste like some $20 dish, you know, like spicing it up. And from there, you can kind of learn how to, like, you know, create your own flavor palette and transform that into your own dish. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's really good to start small with your most basic thing in the kitchen, like a box this or a can that, just add some spices to it and then develop your flavor palette. And next thing you know, you're like killing it. And that's kind of like the foundation of how I learned. So I would never knock people who eat that stuff because that's how I started.
Oh yeah, we had many helper nights in my household. Absolutely. Growing up.
That's good.
It is.
My mom was like, all I gotta do is brown this meat and then throw everything else in the pan and put the lid on. Hell yeah.
And that stroganoff one, I was throwing like real sour cream.
Hell yeah. We used to fuck that stroganoff.
So good.
I used to be like, oh, which helper we have in the stroganoff?
Top 10.
Hell yes.
Top 2.
My mama would throw that together in a little side salad, and that was dinner, nigga.
That shit was so good.
It was.
Throw some real sour cream up in there and really like, some cheese and shit. It was good.
I have one last question. What's like a non-traditional Thanksgiving dish that's great for Thanksgiving? And then what do you think is like a traditional Thanksgiving gift that could go?
Okay, so for Black people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know the white people. Yeah.
Non-traditional. Maybe like, God, I feel like we eat everything for Thanksgiving.
That's kind of true, too.
It is.
Like, I don't think there's anything that's off limits where, you know, you go to a Black table and they're like, what's that doing here? You know, like, I remember my grandma, she used to give us like pig's feet and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. And it was like, okay.
You know, chitlins.
Yeah.
And we still do have chitlins. I still have, it's a few people in my family who are still like, where are the chitlins?
But I think for most Black families, and you know, I made this recipe like a few days ago or last week. Green bean casserole.
Oh, listen, no. You just lost me.
I know.
I just said
it. I will not eat that.
Just go ahead.
I will not eat that.
I had green bean casserole at an office potluck many, many years ago, and I was appalled.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was appalled. But I saw the potential.
But it sounds like white nonsense.
It is white nonsense. The lady who made it, may she rest, she was like,
damn.
She was like, I'm trying to figure out a way to like throw cream of mushroom soup with canned green beans.
Yep.
And French's fried onions.
Yep, that's exactly what they did. And then they just bake it all.
They
and I'm
did.
Like, how is this a thing?
But it's
what binds
it
together.
It's so gross that
it
way.
Is.
It really is. Like, don't eat that. Don't eat that. Please get some real fresh green beans. Make the sauce yourself. Put some real seasoning in it. You know, salt, pepper.
I'm telling you, I've had good green beans.
Yes, I have too.
I haven't.
I made some. It's bomb.
Oh, it's on your. I just saw it on your site, and I was
you,
like,
look, I love that every. Like the fiance is in the corner.
Yes, like everything.
Nodding his head. Yes. Like, yep, I've had that.
Corey's like, yep, it's all good.
The sous vide does in fact work.
Yep.
Get you some turkey. I love that. That's great. No, I'm telling you, I'm sure the first time I had really, really good green bean casserole, it's because somebody with melanin made it. But I remember the first experience I had with green bean casserole, and it was in kindergarten. I was
the fact that you recall
gobsmacked. I remember looking at it like, what the fuck
right
is this? But I was told, you get food, you eat it, you know what I'm saying, you be respectful. That's the way I was sort of raised. I didn't realize that meant within our household, you know, like,
right.
Like I didn't cook no food for you to be like, oh, I don't want this. No, right. You eat it.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and I vividly remember being in kindergarten disgusted by green bean casserole. But I've had it, and
I mean,
it,
did they serve it at school?
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was like Thanksgiving, so they had like a little weird
menu.
Potluck thing where teachers cooked
those.
Or whatever. It was awful.
No,
it
that sounds
fucking
so
terrible.
Bad.
But I've had it in it. I've had like good green bean casserole before.
Yeah, it's really easy to make, and it's. I'm telling you, I'm trying to like convert our people.
Yeah, because I'm dubious.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I
I'm
get
dubious.
It. I get it. A lot of people are like giving me the side, like, I don't know about that, Risha, but when they try it, they're like, bitch.
All right, girl. I'm going to say you have not steered me wrong. Every month when my period, when PMS come knocking at my door, I'll be like, girl, guess what I'm finna do? Carry my ass on down to the fine fair and get everything I need to make that damn chocolate cake with that chocolate whipped ganache, whatever the fuck you call it. Oh, that icing is so damn good. I have made so many recipes on your site. The macaroni and cheese is phenomenal.
Thank
you. I just saw this pumpkin
Like, oh, the oatmeal cream pies.
Yes.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier about
classic
how
dish.
So many of us are, like, we love a bunch of garbage foods from childhood because of the nostalgia factor, but you have managed to make, like, a homemade oatmeal cream pie that is even better. It's like pumpkin.
Pumpkin. It has, okay, it's a... As you can take the pumpkin out. You don't have to use
pumpkin. No, I fucking love pumpkin.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's got a little pumpkin in there, a little pumpkin spice. The cookies are really soft and tender, like melt in your mouth, just like the ones that we grew up eating. And the filling is a maple cream cheese filling. And that whole concoction there is like, it's a backbreaker. You know, you make that for somebody, your back is getting broken. It's
work.
Yeah.
And you would know, because after you made your fiance that bomb ass birthday cake a couple years ago, your ass popped up pregnant.
Yes, I have a child now because of that chocolate cake.
The lady knows what she's doing.
Do you remember the time that we went to Brooklyn for Jade's birthday and I was high and I walked around Williamsburg for about 25 minutes looking for an oatmeal cream pie, only realized that it was predominantly white people in that part of the town and that they don't believe in oatmeal cream pie.
Oh my God.
Every fucking deli that we walked into was like, no, we don't have that.
I think
here.
I do remember this.
But we have a wheatgrass shot.
Yeah. Organic pomegranate seeds,
like,
right? Like, I can't
give a junk. Oatmeal cream pies.
Oh my God.
I just love that you have, like, taken some of the nostalgia factor and then brought in some, you know, let's not eat so much processed shit. Like, not that these are good for you necessarily by any means, but if you can make it at home.
It's always better.
It's always better.
Yeah, real butter, you know, you're not, like, putting a bunch of artificial ingredients.
Oh, God, I haven't used margarine since I was, like, 18 years old.
You're the first reason I ever bought heavy cream.
Oh, you're so adorable.
Never heard of it.
You're so cute.
I was like, what?
I love it.
These black.
I just love to get people in the kitchen, you know, and people are like popping up with babies too.
I bet they are.
Marriage proposals.
I bet they are. Yeah. Off the strength of that mac and cheese alone. Yes. I bet niggas are getting proposed to.
There are two new people in this entire world.
Because guess what? If he got the itis, he can't leave the house.
That's right.
And he don't want to.
You have no choice. It's going down.
Oh, man. Funny. Is there anything, like, nostalgic-wise, as far as food is concerned, that you're like, I get the nostalgia value, but I am not eating that shit? Like, for me, every now and then, I do still have a craving for a Kraft single. Now, they're gross. I know they're gross. Kraft singles are not cheese. But sometimes I'd be like, bitch, I want a regular white bread sandwich with some fucking Kraft cheese on it. And I know it's wrong, but I just don't feel like I can ever fully say I will never eat that trash again.
I can't think of the last time I had a Kraft single, but I also would eat a Kraft
single.
It was
the only cheese my mama ever bought.
We had those all the time at home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was like, that was our daily lunch cheese. Like, if
that
we had sandwiches
Bible
or whatever.
Size stack of Kraft singles.
Big old 32 pack. And we thought we was doing something when the white ones came out. I said, oh, bitch, this is
cheese. Bitch. But the Pepper Jack better? Nigga.
Oh, I remember that. I'm going to tell you what's better. If you go, see, I love American cheese on my burger. I honestly think.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but you also had like a smash burger recipe on your site, and I made those homes as well.
Yes.
I made them with beef and turkey. Yes. And they were good both times.
So good.
Ugh, you get on
my nerves. Gotta get like the deli sliced American cheese because it just melts into the nooks and crannies, and it's just like a. It's like an unctuous mouthfeel. Oh God, I love it so much. I'm not gonna even like. If you feel bad about a Kraft single, don't.
I feel a little guilty sometimes.
Don't. Because it's good on a burger, a hot burger.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, it is.
I love it on a hot burger.
I'm going to just go to the deli instead and have them slice it up for me instead of buying
That's what I do recommend you do. Get it from the deli. Okay. It's worlds better. It melts better. It tastes better. It's better.
That's true. That Kraft shit do not really melt like
it's
supposed
to. Yeah, it doesn't.
But I usually just put
it. Withers.
Have you ever like microwaved it? Have you microwaved?
Hell no.
Oh God, I remember I microwaved it and it crumpled
up. Microwaved
Kraft. Yes. It crumpled up like a
piece
of paper.
Wax paper. Yeah. Because it is wax. Yeah. That's why it did
hard.
That.
I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. But
like,
yeah.
I would put it on a cold sandwich. I have never laid it on top of my macaroni and cheese like Remy Ma did last year.
She did that?
Y'all don't remember that picture Remy posted of her mac and cheese?
That
and
was hers?
Like, I think it was. Forgive me if it wasn't. But it was like two pans of macaroni and cheese in this nice-ass kitchen. But they had like craft slices Yo. Laid out on top. And I was like, what is happening?
People keep tagging me with that picture. And I'm really offended. Like,
well, I'm sure it's not just her. There's probably yeah. a lot of people who do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know my craft singles have a place. They yeah. would never go in my macaroni and
that's
cheese.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah, that is.
That's fucked up. Like, don't do your macaroni like that. That's gonna be like Risha's Amy bringing in putting mushrooms right. and carrots like, in. Niggas gonna be like,
shit, that's gourmet compared to sliced mac and cheese or sliced Kraft singles on mac and cheese. That's
but
horrible.
But you can keep and I don't give a fuck.
Lord.
Keep that goddamn ambrosia in your kitchen.
I don't know what that is.
I don't, it's like
what? You don't know what ambrosia is?
Uh-uh.
Oh, horrid.
It's not
trash.
Is it liquor?
No,
no, it's like
I
a,
wish.
It's a, and I air quote, dessert.
Okay. I'm about to Google it because I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
It's like cream cheese.
Yikes. Oh, no, I have seen like, this. It's that white fruit salad.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. With like marshmallows and tangerine yes. slices. And yes. Is it maraschino
and
cherries?
Yeah, maraschino yes. cherries and foam.
It's miniature marshmallows,
it
coconut.
Is coconut shreds. It is disgusting.
Are you joking? Who cares? Place of origin, United States of America. Yep.
Absolutely the fuck yes.
Of course yep. it is. White women in the South came up with this.
Peggy.
I have
it.
An aunt who I shall not name, who I believe worked around so many Caucasians that she was like, oh, yes, my palate agrees with this.
Yeah, no, not
and would bring it
South.
To the function Christmas and Thanksgiving every year. It's gross.
It's
nasty.
Wikipedia has a video of this being
Oh, I
made.
Can't even look at that.
Those things don't even belong together.
I don't
it's
why
nasty.
Would anybody eat
look
this?
At that.
It don't look fit
it
for human consumption.
It looks nasty.
It's like fruit salad.
But worse,
yeah.
why don't you just give me a bunch of fruit without that weird white shit in it? Sour cream and...
It looks like baby
beer. Cool Whip. Oh, you can use whipped cream, whip topping, sour cream, cream cheese, pudding, yogurt, mayonnaise!
Mayonnaise.
Or cottage cheese.
You know what? Let me get the fuck
The out. Name references the food of the Greek gods.
No, it yes.
no,
it,
no,
does
it
not.
Doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I actually
Greek
feel like
gods,
the Greeks would be like, fuck
yeah.
Norse gods, Egyptian
we never
gods.
In our
Nobody
lives.
Ate that. Nobody ate that.
They constantly like
oh,
offending
no.
people that can't stick up for themselves.
Okay.
Right. Zeus like, and Hera was right. like, bitch, that don't have nothing to do with us.
Zeus
okay?
was like, girl, I came up with olive oil and that's it.
Yes.
That's all the fuck I did.
And this, they got the nerve to have like the Mandarin orange slices arranged like
yeah,
it is.
Like,
yeah,
like it's not. It's
Ooh,
nasty.
Wow.
It is. I hate
Thank
it.
Thank you for telling me what this was called because I just called it white fruit salad.
White people fruit salad.
No, just I called it white because it is white.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're right. I mean, it's a double.
That too.
Because yeah. also, I've never known a Negro to make this.
Yeah,
shout out to your Annie. I don't know what she was going through that year.
I don't know why.
The Met devil's a
year.
Whole
years
fucking
up.
Liar.
years.
Oh, she kept making it.
See? If I was at home for Thanksgiving this year, I'd probably see it. I'll probably see it Christmas.
Oh no. I had an auntie who could not cook like that and she got banished to the shitty holiday. Like my aunties would rotate every year who's gonna cook. And she got like New Year's Day dinner. Because we was like, we cannot trust you to
Look,
come through.
You got dinner on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Other than that,
we know you gonna get the black eyed peas right. And you're going to have the bread together.
Bring ice.
And everybody else is just going to have to make the rest work.
Bring ice.
She could not cook. God bless her soul.
We need some Dixie plates. Other than that.
Yeah. If you can't cook, that's another really good point. What should people who cannot cook do when they are visiting somebody for the holidays and going to eat?
They should bring, you know, napkins, sodas, things like that. Mm-hmm. Just or bring like a prepackaged pie, maybe something from like Costco or something universal that everyone will love.
Backwoods.
Backwoods.
I would always say, think about the cook. Think about the hostess.
Yeah, bring
what
wine.
What does she really like?
Mm-hmm.
Bring her favorite alcohol. Bring a couple of fat ass blunts if she smokes.
Yes.
Playing something. Cards.
You cannot.
Dominoes if you're from the Caribbean.
We have to have spades. Oh yes, I grew up playing dominoes as well, but you cannot say thank you enough times to whoever cooked the majority of the Thanksgiving meal, like, because it is so much effort.
It is a lot of work.
It is.
And as much
and
as I love
eating.
It, yeah, as much as I love it, like, I'll be so glad when it's over.
Hell yeah.
Because then I can just focus on Christmas weeks away. But yeah, it's.
Wow.
This is like.
A queen.
Yeah.
Not to take a nap or nothing.
Yeah.
Focus
like,
on
now I get to plot my Christmas
yeah,
menu
like,
in 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait. I don't. honestly, there's nothing else I would rather be doing.
Of course.
This is what makes me happy. Well, I would be right.
And that's really what matters, like finding the joy in life, whatever it may be.
No, it took a long time to find that joy.
Yes, girl. Me, I think I just found mine 2 days ago.
Really?
But yes. But I have found it, and it is precious to me.
That's all the fucking
I am
matters.
Not letting it go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Well, Risha, thank you so much for coming through. Tell the people where they can find you online.
You can find me at carnaldish.com.
Carnal dish, like sex dish.
Yes, sexy dishes.
Because you will
that'll get
pregnant.
You pregnant. Get your back broke.
Be careful. Also,
yeah.
Be careful for real.
You have a disclaimer on your front page.
I do.
Oh, damn. Well, straight like that. Like, use condoms.
It's on my about page. I just let people know, like, look.
Yeah, don't play with
things
me,
things may happen, and, you know, that's just what it is. But yeah, Chef Risha on Instagram, Chef Risha on Twitter, Carnalish on YouTube, and that's pretty much all the mediums that I use. But
yeah.
I'm updating my site constantly. There's tons of delicious recipes, something that'll tickle your fancy.
Mm-hmm. And if you are in the kitchen, you know, right now while listening to this, check out Risha's Instagram stories because she has been cooking her ass off.
Facts.
And
yes.
Uploading new stuff to her site. So again, thank you so much for coming through. I love you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
It's
I
always
love you
a
guys.
Joy. And I just am so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you too.
Oh, girl,
it's an honor.
You can just sit here and be like, I love you so much.
That ring is everything.
Thank
I just
you.
Yes. And shout out to the fiance who has been in the back just nodding his head every time she talks about the food.
It's my baby.
We've already established that Corey does the dishes out of like total gratitude. He's like,
happily.
And I do them happily, nigga. I roll up my sleeves like busting the fucking suds, bitch, because this bitch be cooking.
Wouldn't you just?
Yep.
Yes, hell yeah. I'm scrubbing all that shit. I'm scrubbing all of it, girl.
Because you don't need no Mr. Clean.
I ain't leaving no pot in here overnight, boo.
I literally cook and sit my ass the fuck down.
Yes. Oh, goals for real.
A king.
All right, Risha, well, we love you so much.
I love you guys. Thank
Have
you for having
me.
Have
fun during your Super Bowl season.
Thank you.
All right, and we will be right back.
If you're buying sneakers online, there's more than a coin flip chance that the shoe you are looking at is fake. How can you be sure it's real? Well, GOAT.com is the safest way to buy and sell authentic sneakers online. They're the largest marketplace in the world for authentic sneakers, including Jordans, Off-Whites, they've got Chucks, they've got all kinds of things and over 600,000 sneaker listings. They've made the whole process frictionless and trustworthy. They do this by only accepting sellers with the best reputation and by verifying all sneakers to ensure their authenticity for the buyers. That's you. Every detail is inspected from the stitching and color to the size and weight. GOAT certifies that every pair of sneakers on their site matches exact factory specifications. With over 500,000 sneakers on the platform and 10 million users, you won't find better prices for verified 100% authentic sneakers anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So if you're a big old sneakerhead or you're a friend with or dating somebody or sleeping with somebody who's a big old sneakerhead and they don't know about GOAT, get them hip. Find the perfect 100% authentic sneaker at goat.com/thereed. That's GOAT.com/thereed. Plus, you'll also be supporting the show. But you've got to go right now before the sneakers you want are gone. When you go, go to GOAT.com/thereed. That's GOAT.com/thereed.
Yeah.
Let them know we sent you. Put some fun things on your feet. Now let's wrap up the show. Well, it's time for the read, folks.
All right.
And I'm going to pass my read this week.
All right.
Pass the read like we used to.
All right. So this one comes from, I don't know if I should say her name, but I read it and it sounds like she don't give a fuck if she's.
Go off, sis.
I'm going to just say KD. Those seem to be your initials.
All right.
All right, so KD says, this is going to be a very quick one, by the way.
All right, no worries.
She says, my bitch-ass cousin texted me at 6 p.m. saying, what you doing, or W-Y-D. And I responded, just ate dinner, expecting a response, but as she usually does, she ignored my text and kept it pushing. Fast forward to a couple hours later when I'm bumming it on the couch scrolling through IG, and I come across her story. This chap-lipped-ass bitch was at the fucking Drake concert in Oakland tonight, and my bitch-ass was on the couch watching. I fully could have been there, and this thick-skulled, knuckle-dragging dumbass chose to say, what you doing, instead of something remotely intelligent or helpful, like, you free tonight, or, fucking, do you want to see Drake, bitch? So fuck you, Tiffany, if you're listening, and I ain't inviting you to any motherfucking concerts ever again, and you ain't getting shit for Christmas, bitch. Sincerely, your pissed-off motherfucking cousin. P.S., I can't believe E-40 and Too Short came out, but let me catch you at one of these family dinners. Let me. And that's it.
How dare you, bitch? You knew I wanted to go see that fucking show. Woo! Child.
Wow, in Oakland at that.
Thanksgiving is going to be awkward. Hope y'all not like beefing tomorrow behind this concert situation. Oh, God,
I hope somebody's playing this at the family dinner.
Right, but if y'all just are beefing, house. I hope somebody is taping it for World Star or The Shade Room.
Or just for us.
Right, or just, you could just send it to us. You cussing your cousin out, that would also be fine.
I love that the title of the email was "Convince Me Not to Give My Bitch Ass Cousin Dust for Christmas."
Lord,
I'm not convincing you to do anything. No, I loved this.
You're pretty mad.
Yeah. Huh, okay. Missing Drake's something to be mad about. You know, I feel you. Sure. So
yeah, I love know this. People who have sacrificed life and limb to go to a Drake concert, and you sound like KD. You are one of those folks.
Like, they look like nice shows too.
You would have done it. And
he's making Lamborghinis fly and
oh yeah all that shit they doing with the I'm thinking of Travis Scott. I think every time I see Drake on stage,
are they not on tour? Oh no, he's on tour with Migos.
Oh, so that tour did start. All right, that's what she mad at. Got you. Yeah. Damn, and E-40 came out. Yeah, you mad.
And open.
You
big and mad. Too short.
You big mad.
And too short.
Damn, that's
I've never been anywhere in my life and heard "What's My Favorite Word" live out of Too Short's mouth. But I'd like to experience that before
death. I need to know it, yes.
So I feel you, sis. KD, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I hope Tiffany heard it.
Well, my read this week is also going to be really quick because I'm not actually super mad. I was actually thinking, you know, maybe we should talk about things we're thankful for. But I actually don't really want to be that. I mean, I have all the regular things like family and health and, you know, those sorts of things. But I don't really want to get... Don't do that. You love us. Don't act like that. Yeah. America, girl, we have a real fucking problem with this gun control. Well, actually, we have a lot of fucking problems. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah, so many.
But gun control is one of the worst and one of the ones that would probably...
It's pretty urgent.
It's right. Exactly. Urgent is the exact, that is the perfect word for this. Mm-hmm. Because at this point we are suffering through so many mass shootings that we don't even hear about all of them. Did you know there were like three mass shootings on Monday? Like three different.
I didn't know there were three. I knew there was more than one.
Well, the one that I'm going to focus on, the man who decided that he was upset at his ex-fiance and gunned her down at a hospital.
That's the one I heard about.
Killed, I believe, a pharmacist and a security guard as well. Was a man who should have never been allowed to have a gun or anything else. He worked as a security guard for another hospital. He had a valid firearm owner's ID card. He had a concealed carry license. But... he has also had a history of making threats, harassing his estranged wife, sleeping with a gun under his pillow, which my grandma also does, but my grandma also does not threaten people. He has pointed guns at people before. People who have orders of protection against them are not supposed to be able to get these firearm ID cards, and this has happened. This man did have an order of protection put out against him. But since it was only in effect for 2 weeks, it wasn't enough to take away his ID card status. Like, and the fact that he has had these charges and stuff alleged against him, like filed against him, and still... has been able to get all these jobs, like with the, I think the Chicago Housing Authority and all, like all this other shit. And so he's mad at this ex-fiance. They were supposed to get married last October. Something happened for it not to go down. She probably realized, yo, this nigga is not the one to marry. He's out of his fucking mind.
Right.
He showed up to demand his engagement ring back. And could not let go of the fact that she had decided not to be with him. And it was one of those, I don't give a fuck what kind of good you are doing in your life in the community. If I can't have you and break you down, then you just don't deserve to live. And it's the combination of domestic violence and the fact that guns are so easy to get and like valid guns. Like this man carried the gun
legally. Yeah, he was allowed to. Yeah.
Right. Even though he absolutely should not have been allowed to. Like, that's the thing. Y'all want to act like the laws and protections we have in place are enough. They're clearly not. Yeah. If doctors are getting gunned down at fucking work, girl, it's clearly not enough. Something is very wrong. And this was a beautiful black doctor who I think had not finished medical school for too long. I think she was relatively young, but...
We don't have a doctor
right
in our community.
And so now and that's one less black female doctor in a community that surely needs as many as they can get. And it breaks my heart, especially as somebody who has experienced domestic violence, because the thing everybody tells you is to leave. Everybody says leave. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, don't talk to that nigga no more, break up, don't answer no more phone calls, don't do this, this. But really, like I have said before, if an abuser wants to come for your ass, they will do it. And that's exactly what happened to this woman. Imagine you have put in all the work to make your life something, to do some good, to be Black excellence in your own right. community. And then to have some hating ass man who is just so irate that you won't put up with his bullshit, just come and snatch all that away. It is so heartbreaking. So if we could actually take women's lives seriously in this country and say, you know what, if you do have a record of domestic violence, you can't carry a gun. And yes, that does mean that half the police officers in this country are no longer able to carry guns or be police officers. But that's just going to have to be the risk we take, because people who have shown that they are violent should not be allowed to turn around and have weapons that can kill multiple people in a matter seconds, of seconds. Right. I don't understand how y'all are this obsessed with fucking guns. And we just deserve so much better out of this raggedy ass shit country. I don't know what it's going to take for us to decide that human lives are worth more than gun lobbyists. I don't know what it's going to take, but we're beyond past it.
The end of time.
Perhaps so. I feel like America is just going to have to self-destruct. Yeah. It's so far gone that the whole motherfucker is going to have to implode before something decent can be built up out of the ashes.
When we all start to turn on each other and destroy one another in a very feral manner,
right?
And we're just,
because that's what it is,
running the streets,
that's
going
what it is,
into complete chaos, then motherfuckers will probably, and then will it, and it would still end up, this is the thing, like, it would still end up being everybody else's fault. You know, it's not the way that the country was set up or is set up that's the problem. It would just end up like, oh my gosh, if Black people didn't complain about racism so much, we wouldn't be out here chopping each other's heads off with axes. Like, it's the reason the country's on fire. Like, no,
it's
girl.
It's really not. No, it isn't.
How loud and how often do we need to yell at y'all ain't doing shit to actually help this country before something actually happens? Right. Funny enough, I was going to mention mass shootings this week, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to read this girl's thing.
I mean, I did love it.
It's funny. Just trying to keep it pushing.
But I've just been really angry with this country, obviously, for a long time now, but especially with the gun control issue. And then
this is ridiculous.
One more quick thing, a forever fuck you to Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
This time they decided to mock Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for being poor and regular.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. So Alexandria is the newest senator. She's the youngest ever female senator. She's only 29 years old. Mm-hmm. And she is talking about how, you know, she cannot afford to move to D.C., because rent there is astronomical. Mm-hmm. And even as a senator, I think she'll be making $174,000, which is that's nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
But even in D.C., it's enough to live off
of. Yeah, you'll probably
be all right. But it's nowhere near rich. But fuck all that. She has been campaigning since February and, like, you know, off of a server's salary, off of the money that she had saved up from her parents' house. Like, her mom sold the house after her dad passed away and gave her a chunk of money. So that's where, you know, some of her savings have come from. But Alexandria is what the rest of us are. I don't think the members of Congress or Fox News understands that. Y'all are mocking this woman for talking about how she doesn't have enough money to afford to live in D.C. like the rest of the senators. And these reports came out about how she has less than $7,000 in her savings account now, whereas she used to have more. But, you know, she's been campaigning for a while and now she doesn't. And it's like, that's nothing to laugh at, because first of all, most Americans would be thrilled to have $6,000 in their savings accounts.
Hello.
But then also, let's turn around and ask all these rich ass GOP motherfuckers how much money they are worth. Let's turn around and ask about y'all's savings and your offshore accounts and your banks in Sweden where you stashing millions of dollars and all this. Like, we need more real ass people like Miss Ocasio-Cortez, who, like, work for a living and have had real jobs and been in service and retail, that sort of thing. Like, I appreciate the fact that someone who has had the experience of the rest of us is in Congress now. And if Congress was represented by more real people, we would see some incredible change in this country. And that's why white folks are scared and want to hold on to the status quo so goddamn bad. Because if the rest of us get in office, rich people are not paying 37% taxes on an income of $150 billion. They're not doing that.
Right.
That's going to be, that's curtains for that. Jeff Bezos is not getting no $3 billion tax credit to come build some Amazon bullshit when that nigga is worth like at least $100 billion. A tax credit for what? He's already rich. He's going to build some new shit to get richer and push out the people who are already in Long Island City and wherever else they build in that new distribution center. Like, people are already poor. Where do you want us to go? It just frustrates me so bad that we suck the dicks of the wealthy like we do in this country. Because if you knew how little money it takes to really be comfortable, the fact that these people are hoording millions the way they are, Betsy DeVos's bitch ass, she could look. Remember when she complained or something happened, like one of her 19 yachts got bruised or some shit? It's like, bitch, do you know what real people problems look like? If they were taxed, if she and her family were taxed at half of their worth or half of their income, they would still be rich as every last fuck. But maybe we wouldn't have kids who are starving every morning before they go to school. Or maybe we wouldn't have people who are searching for clean water in their communities. Like, maybe we wouldn't have people who can't get to work because they can't afford cars or gas or maintenance or whatever the fuck else. Like, basic shit. It's like they refuse to pay anything even close to their fair share because they want to make sure that they and their future generations have millions upon millions upon millions for years to come. And it's just like, you don't need that fucking money. People are out here fucking starving, man. It just makes me so angry to think about. So fuck Fox News. Fuck the GOP. America's trash. Shout out to the Native Americans. I know this holiday gets on y'all fucking nerves. But if you are celebrating with family, friends, loved ones, etc., then I hope you have a lovely day full of good food and good vibes and that white people don't fuck it up for you. But that's good what life. I'm angry about this fucking week, and I'm done.
Well, all right. That about wraps up another episode of The Read.
Yes, it does. Check us out at thisistheread.com and on social media at thisistheread. Any news for you this week?
No particular bit of news from me, but thank you to the city of Nashville, Tennessee for coming out to our show this past weekend. I also had quite a great time.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Honky Tonk Badonkadonk classic song that I introduced to my friends while we were there. They loved it so much. And we have some more shows coming up in December, so get your tickets at thereadlive.com.
Yes, if you're in Denver on December 2nd, we'll be there talking shit. If you're in Seattle on December 8th, we'll be there talking shit. And if you're in Miami on December 15th, we will be there talking shit. So yes, The Read Live is where you can get tickets if you haven't gotten them already. If there are tickets available, go and check it out. Come hang out with us. I think we're doing some merch for Black Friday.
Yes.
Some fun things, some holiday things.
The holiday shit's coming out.
And situations. So, 12 a.m. Eastern, Black Friday, shoptheread.com. You can go over there and buy you some sweaters. Some.
Yes.
What else we got? Pins.
Take a look at the Instagram if you want to see some of the holiday designs. You've got a nice Santa beer going on. There's some new cute onesies for your kids, all type of stuff. So, yeah, shoptheread.com, midnight Eastern on Black Friday. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, again, enjoy your blessed-ass holiday, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye, guys.